This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Watch for the brutal heat to shatter more records today. About 60% of Americans are under some sort of heat or flood advisory. President Biden's taking note. The AP's Shelley Adler with what he's saying.
Record temperatures, and I mean record, are now affecting more than 100 million Americans.
Which is why President Biden directed the Department of Labor to increase inspections of potentially dangerous workplaces like farms and construction sites. The president also encouraged people to check on neighbors and loved ones during the heat wave and head to cooling centers.
I want the American people to know help is here, and we're going to make it available to anyone who needs it.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Former President Trump has denied doing anything wrong, but now new charges in the case accusing him of illegally possessing classified documents. Prosecutors allege that he asked a staffer to delete camera footage at his Florida estate as he tried to obstruct a federal investigation into the records. The AP's Eric Tucker.
It's not just about the presence of classified documents. It's really about efforts by a defendant to hide those documents from investigators, and that's when you really see charges being brought. And so this is the Justice Department's way of saying this case is not just about the presence of all these classified documents in different locations at Mar-a-Lago, but it's also about the repeated efforts by Trump and associates to prevent the Justice Department from getting them back.
Prosecutors accused Donald Trump of scheming with his valet, Walt Nauta, and a Mar-a-Lago property manager, Carlos de Oliveira, to conceal the footage from federal investigators. No injuries, no damage, but Russia says it shot down a Ukrainian drone this morning outside Moscow. Still unclear who's running Niger, the African nation where soldiers ousted the democratically elected president earlier this week. This is AP News. Now to affordable housing and what the White House is doing. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this story.
The White House is taking steps to increase the supply of affordable housing while also bolstering protections for renters. The measures would provide communities with funding to reduce zoning barriers, expand financing for affordable and energy-efficient housing, as well as promoting the conversion of commercial buildings to residential housing. The National Low Income Housing Coalition estimates that the nation needs 7.3 million affordable rental homes to make up the chronic housing shortage gap. The plan also includes help for tenants in public housing to avoid eviction. Evictions have returned to pre-pandemic levels and are spiking in several cities around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow fell 237 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.